Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton will hook up with us this morning at 8 o'clock from Vancouver, Canada, to discuss all of the latest news items that are of interest to you and to me. And as I've mentioned many times, Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. We have a series of other things to talk about this morning, including some of the latest briefings that Howard Phillips sends me from the Conservative Caucus in Washington, D.C. He says that the Chinese communists would be a major beneficiary of the North Atlantic Union. Howard says that in remarks delivered on July 20th to a Freedom 21 conference in Dallas, Texas, Conservative leader Phyllis Schlafly declared that the Chinese communists intend to exploit development of the North American Union in order to bring more cheap goods into the U.S. and destroy more American jobs. Schlafly, president of Eagle Forum, highlighted the role of Democratic Party foreign policy specialist Robert Pastor in the unfolding plan. Pastor helped lead the campaign to surrender U.S. control of the Panama Canal through the Panama Canal Treaty, a development that has taken on added significance in view of the fact that a Chinese firm, Hutchison Whampoa, now controls not only the ports at both ends of the Panama Canal, but ports and terminals in Mexico. The company has close ties to the Chinese regime. Speaking at the same conference, Representative Duncan Hunter, a Republican presidential candidate, said unfair Chinese trade was decimating America's industrial base and that the communist regime was using crisp new American trade dollars to build up its war machine. Schlafly strongly recommended Jerome Corsi's new book, The Late Great USA, which argues that a North American Union would provide China another economic advantage over the United States with ominous national security implications. Indeed, Corsi comes close to arguing that China is the ultimate power broker behind the scheme, saying that, quote, in order to solidify its economic superiority over North America, Red China is working to restructure the North American transportation infrastructure. It also turns out, according to information presented at the conference by Oklahoma activist Amanda Teagarden, as well as Corsi's book, that a Hutchison Whampoa subsidiary is a major investor in a firm, Savi Networks, that has developed a radio technology to track and manage cargo shipments. Hutchison Whampoa owns 49% of the firm, with 51% owned by U.S. defense contractor Lockheed Martin. Several speakers at the Freedom 21 conference were activists from Texas and Oklahoma, opposed to the building of corridors or NAFTA highways through their states to bring goods from Mexico to the U.S. organizations represented at the conference, which included Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, Corridor Watch, and Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. The purpose is to bring in cheap goods from China, Schlafly declared. The plan is to bring the cheap goods, Chinese goods, and the containers across the Pacific, and then dock at the Mexican Pacific port Lorenzo Cardenas, and then bring them up on the railroad that's already in place, put them in the Mexican trucks, and bring them up the NAFTA highway. And they will never be inspected until they get to Kansas City. Schlafly said that we are witnessing the unfolding of a plan that is based on a series of steps, including passage of free trade agreements, creation of a common market and a monetary and economic union, the establishment of international trade tribunals to govern trade and other disputes between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and the use of a single currency for North America. Their model, she said, is the European Union. Accuracy in Media has confirmed this, having reported on a Washington conference on development of a North American legal system, where participants were told of proposals to create North American institutions, including a, quote, North American Court of Justice, unquote, with the power to overrule the U.S. Supreme Court. Robert Pastor, who claims to be in favor of a North American community, not a union, presided over the conference. We'll be back, and we will be back with Greg Felton at 8 a.m. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton of Canada will join us in about 1 hour from now. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. Greg has a number of things he wants to talk with us about this morning, including some information that he's uncovered about Dick Cheney, maybe information that some of us are already aware of, but Greg Felton will take us to another level, I'm sure, and analyzing what that information means in light of where we are presently. He also wants to discuss an edict that President Bush has come out with as of August 1st, declaring a state of emergency to seize the property of anyone who challenges the Sionora government in Lebanon. This is a little noticed declaration on the part of the president that is well worth our time to read in regard to what it really represents as it pertains to the Israeli lobby and their control of American foreign policy, and just exactly what is going on in Lebanon as it pertains to this latest declaration of George Bush, and as it pertains to the larger picture of what is emerging in that part of the world. We will get to that with Greg this morning beginning at 8 o'clock. We were talking a little bit about this whole business of a North American Union. Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus sends me a synopsis on this, which in turn is based upon Cliff Kincaid's work for Accuracy in Media's AIM report, which you can see at www.aim.org. You know, Howard has sent me probably 10 pages of analysis, which hit my mailbox on Saturday. I always go through Howard Phillips' newsletter, but because despite our differences of opinion on some issues, there are many things where I think Howard Phillips and I not only agree, but Howard is certainly continuing to be one of the major players on the American right in fighting globalism as it pertains to such things as this UN Law of the Sea Treaty and as it involves the North American Union and some of the things that continue to go on in regard to some of the machinations of central bankers. Howard Phillips is a great guy. I've known him for quite a number of years now. I consider him to be a decent personal friend. But one thing I would say again is that Howard Phillips and I don't think are on the same page at all when it comes to the whole question of Israel. And, of course, the guy who was going to be the presidential candidate of Howard's Constitution Party, Jerome Corsi, has for whatever reason now dropped out of that. I think he's probably still connected with the Constitution Party, but Jerome has decided that he's not going to run for president. I don't really know why that's the case, because when Jerome Corsi was on this show several times in the past, he seemed to be very positive about the idea of running. But he is now out of the presidential sweepstakes with the Constitution Party, and it will be interesting to see where they go from here in regard to a presidential candidate. Jerome Corsi, in my view, unfortunately, was a very strong supporter of Israel and of Zionism. That would be an area of complete divergence from his views and mine. But when it comes to the North American Union and this whole business of the NAFTA superhighway, Jerome Corsi has done a lot of excellent and pivotal work in that area, and we need to take our hats off to him where credit is due. Keeping in mind, of course, that this whole business of Israel and Zionism will not go away, and that I think there is a tremendous divide on the American right between those who support Zionism and those who don't. Between those who basically believe that an alliance with the Jewish lobby in this country is in the larger interests and game plan of the players of the American right, and those who see in the Jewish lobby a basic source of infiltration of American culture in the interest of things that are the complete antithesis of what the American right has stood for historically. I see that as a major divide that will not go away. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and I were talking about this several days ago on the telephone, that is a major fault line on the American right, and for that matter, throughout American society, that is not going to go away. It cannot be minimized. It cannot be downplayed. So when it comes to the Constitution Party, now that Mr. Corsi has apparently decided not to run for president with them, to see who and what they will come up with in regard to a presidential candidate. One of the other things, of course, that Mark Anderson of the American Free Press was talking about on this show on Thursday is how the presidential candidacy of Ron Paul is going to affect the Constitution Party and other American third parties. Paul continues, in my judgment, to make major inroads in the American presidential sweepstakes. I noticed last night that Ron Paul did get brief play on NBC Nightly News as they were covering events going on in Iowa. Before, there seemed to be a virtual complete freeze-out on coverage of Ron Paul in the mainstream press, but his supporters were briefly pictured in this major news item on this Republican presidential debate in Iowa. Ron Paul was given a brief clip on NBC National News last night where his foreign policy views were highlighted, however briefly, in complete juxtaposition with what the rest of the Republican field was saying. I see this as a positive and as an indication that his internet campaign is working, that his fundraising is proceeding apace, and that the Republican Party can no longer ignore Ron Paul. The American political establishment across the board can fail to deal with Ron Paul at this particular juncture. And one thing that was said last night at NBC News that I think was a distortion is that Ron Paul, they said, sounded like a Democrat in the statements that he made on Iraq. Oh, really? Ron Paul has a consistent anti-government, anti-statist, anti-war position across the board. There is no Democrat who has the philosophical consistency of Ron Paul. Ron Paul, in the first place, is truly against American involvement in the Middle East. What is Clinton doing? What is Obama doing? What is Edwards doing? The major Democratic candidates are talking about how they would run the war differently. Or in the case of Obama, he would now invade Pakistan without the authorization and agreement of that country. Clinton and Edwards, like Obama, are doing their obeisance before the Israeli lobby and talking about the possible necessity of attacking Iran. That doesn't sound like Ron Paul at all, folks. That sounds to me like those Democratic frontrunners are on the same page as the War Party candidates in the Republican Party, Mr. Giuliani and Mr. Romney, principally, and Mr. McCain. So that was a false report on the part of NBC News. Ron Paul doesn't sound like a Democrat at all. Ron Paul sounds like his own man, and Ron Paul is a constitutionalist, which means that his position on the war is the only consistent one out there among any of the American presidential candidates, and that Ron Paul is to be seen in a completely different light from any of the front runners in either party. This gets back to something that Matthias Chang has talked about in his book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill. As Matthias Chang is talking about the so-called Zionist Anglo-American war machine, he does a very, very good job of highlighting Ron Paul in the latter's discussion of the whole relationship between the Federal Reserve Board and funny money, on the one hand, and wars for empire, on the other. It is not an accident that the creation of the Federal Reserve Board in the first part of the 20th century and the imposition of a direct federal income tax on American citizens was followed by World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and all of these other situations that we've gotten ourselves involved with, including the two Gulf Wars. It is not an accident, folks. And when we look at this whole business of central banking and the printing of funny money and the inflation of currencies and the expansion and contraction of money supplies of different countries and war, that there is a direct causal connection, which in turn is related to a much larger game plan on the part of those who actually profit by war. We cannot emphasize this strongly enough. This is clearly what's going on here, and Ron Paul is the only one talking about this. Not simply opposition to the war on terror, not simply opposition to what we're doing in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in Pakistan, not only opposition to this lunacy talk when it comes to attacking Iran, but Ron Paul brings it all together in terms of a larger coherent emphasis and worldview when it comes to opposing the Federal Reserve Board, when it comes to opposing the income tax, when it comes to opposing big government domestically and the ravages of big government internationally as it pertains to wars for empire on the part of those who wish to destroy the American Republic and the American Constitution. This is where the Federal Reserve Board and funny money and the income tax and such things as NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and the North American Union can all be tied together. This is where our view of the United Nations as American conservatives and traditionalists comes together. This is where all of us who take the position of Ron Paul are identically sick of these wars for empire that have nothing to do with protecting the borders of this country, the Constitution of this country, the people of the United States, and our own national sovereignty. And by George, when it comes to this business of utilizing the armed forces of the United States as a surrogate entity for empire, this has got to stop. It's got to stop in terms of our own national interest. It certainly has to stop in terms of what we're wreaking upon the rest of the world in regard to what we're doing. Ron Paul is the only person out there who has connected all of these different issues as a part of a seamless garment which reveals a constitutional worldview. And in that regard, he's not a Democrat and he's not a Republican. He's a constitutionalist. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton of Canada will join us at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton of Vancouver will join us at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Greg has a series of things he wants to chat about with the rest of us, including Mr. Bush's edict of August 1st, declaring a state of emergency to seize the property of anyone who challenges the CNR government in Lebanon. What does that mean? Greg will tell us. And we're also going to be discussing some particulars that Greg thinks are important for us to know about Dick Cheney, the real story, the deeper analysis. You know, I have been having some email conversations in the last day with some very, very important people in the Iranian expatriate community. I won't mention their names on the air, but they live in various places around the world, not simply in the United States. These are fine people. These are very intelligent people. Whose lives have been tragically changed by the events of almost 30 years ago now, at the same time that these folks are absolutely disgusted about what's going on with American neoconservative foreign policy and this talk about bombing Iran into the Stone Age. These are good people, folks. I've known them for years. I correspond with them. they give of their time and their expertise to help me, to help you. These are folks whose lives and whose extended family members' lives have been irrevocably changed by all kinds of things that were beyond their ability to control. And now they see their nation being caught in the crosshairs of a conflict between the United States and Israel on the one hand and the IRI regime in Tehran on the other, in a way which virtually guarantees that unless God intervenes in this situation in some miraculous way, that a lot of very fine and very decent people, innocent people, are going to be killed. They understand this. I understand this. Presumably you understand this as well, those of you who listen to this show and others on RBN. This is a terrible situation, and for those of you who do pray, I would ask that you pray for these people and for our own nation, because there are so many folks whose lives are directly tied up in all of this, and they need divine intervention. We need divine intervention, don't we? Because the way this thing is playing out, I see no good thing developing in any of this, and it's been a burden on my heart for a very long period of time. Speaking of praying, by the way, I'd like to put in a plug for a conference. I'll mention it at least once, maybe, in each of the 3 hours that I'm on today. If you are a traditional conservative Lutheran, and particularly if you reside in Texas, now you don't have to live in Texas to come to this conference, but it would help because the conference is in Texas 1 month from now, September 7th and 8th. So if you live in Texas, it's easiest to get to. But it's in a place called Brenham, Texas, and on Friday and Saturday, September 7th and 8th, 2007, the Texas Confessional Lutherans are sponsoring a weekend conference that's very inexpensive in terms of being able to attend it, and it's going to be taking a look at what's been going on in the Lutheran Church in recent years. And just as many of you who listen to my show who are a part of the Roman Catholic traditionalist movement have shared with me from your various perspectives what has happened to the Roman Catholic Church since Vatican II, this conference is maybe the Lutheran counterpart of that. Texas Confessional Lutherans can be found at www.concordtx.org. That's www.concord, C-O-N-C-O-R-D, as in Book of Concord, concordtexas.org. There's a guy by the name of Wayne Coleman in Cypress, Texas, that is organizing this conference. There will be a series of speakers there. You can read more about the conference if you go to concordtx.org. Wayne's telephone number is 281-213-3028, by the way. That telephone number is also reproduced on the website. And on September the 7th and 8th, 2007, these Texas Confessional Lutherans will have a conference in Brenham, Texas, to examine a lot of issues related to the larger scene going on in American Lutheranism. You don't have to even be a Lutheran to attend, although probably if you are, you will be most interested in this. But it's a part of a larger picture, I think, that is well worth examining as it relates to Lutheranism specifically and as it relates to other situations going on in the larger religious scene generally. But again, that's Texas Confessional Lutherans, www.concordtx.org, www.concordtx.org, C-O-N-C-O-R-D-T-X.org. And the guy who is setting up this conference is a fellow by the name of Wayne Coleman in Cypress, Texas. His number, again, is 281-213-3028. That's in Brenham, Texas. Friday and Saturday, September 7th and 8th, 2007, Texas Confessional Lutherans. The ConcordTX.org site will give you more information if you would like to attend that interesting conclave coming up that weekend. And among other things, I'm going to be there. Whoopie-doo, right? I'm not a speaker, but I'm going to be there to listen. So if you want to run across me that weekend, that'll be a good place to find me. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos of Erica coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton of Vancouver, author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, will be with us at right around 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to be looking at the deeper implications of Dick Cheney and what is going on with Mr. Bush's executive order or declaration in the first part of August that is designed to disenfranchise anybody who opposes the Sionora government in Lebanon. These are among the things that we're going to be chatting about with Greg when he comes on in approximately a half an hour from now. We've been talking a little bit about the North American Union this morning with reference to some of the material of Howard Phillips, who sends me some of these briefings coming from Conservative Caucus headquarters. We've been chatting a little bit this morning as well, just as a plug, for the Texas Confessional Lutherans Conference coming up in Brenham, Texas, September 7th and 8th, 2007. If you are a traditional, biblically-based Lutheran, you need to find out more about this. Go to the website of Texas Confessional Lutherans at www.concordtx.org. That's www.concordtx.org. www.discernment.org. Discernment. What is discernment and what is wisdom? You know, I was talking about this in a class of mine yesterday at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on the south side of San Antonio. You know, you don't have to have the greatest intellectual acumen in the world to be a person with wisdom and discernment. Wisdom, of course, biblically, Proverbs tells us, comes from fear of the Lord. Wisdom and discernment are invaluable things to have in any age, particularly the one in which we live, which is why I am so absolutely incredulous at the lack of discernment that we continue to see from many people on the so-called Christian religious right. This is not simply the fact that I think they are wrong on the issue of Christian Zionism and that their leading spokesman, John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, is preaching false doctrine and saying that the Zionist state of Israel is the Israel of God and saying that it is our duty as Christians to support these people. But the Christian right has so many elements within it in terms of its leadership that show that they are a group of sheep that has been led astray more than once. I have talked about this in my recent front page post for the American Free Press on Rudolph Giuliani and the alliance that certain Protestant evangelicals, including Cal Thomas, have conjured up with Mr. Giuliani. Why in the world would anybody on the so-called Christian right support a pro-gay, pro-abortion, cross-dressing presidential candidate? It's an absolutely incredible phenomenon. And yet my front page post for AFP on June 25th, which is reproduced in a longer version at my Al-Bawaba blog in Amman, Jordan, in the Middle East, is not to be seen in isolation from other obvious evidence that the religious right, in my judgment, in the United States, is more fouled up than it's ever been in terms of having any credible impact in regard to those issues where I am in agreement with them and where they are trying to do what is, in my judgment, the right thing. They are involved, some of them involved, with Giuliani. That's clearly atrocious. Going back to 96, most of them were on board with Bob Dole, one of the most deceptive candidates in history in regard to the Christian right. Bob Dole is not pro-life. Bob Dole is not a Christian conservative. Bob Dole is not someone who believes in the sovereignty of this country. He's a globalist. Why would anyone from the so-called Christian right support him? We're still scratching our heads over that one. But now we see that there is a new deception that is coming forth, not simply with Rudolph Giuliani, but with Fred Thompson. Howard Phillips gives us the real scoop on Fred Thompson by quoting a series of sources. World Net Daily is one. And again, WorldNet Daily is a pro-Zionist source. I have no use, frankly, for what Joseph Farah believes about the Zionist state of Israel, but other things that he says, I do affirm. That kind of the same case is with Jerome Corsi. The New York Post has some interesting items on Fred Thompson that Howard Phillips sends along. And then, of course, Michael Shear of the Washington Post has some very revealing information about Fred Thompson that shows that any Christian conservative who wants to support this guy should gain some wisdom, should gain some discernment. Now, I don't want to get too theological on this show, but yesterday I was telling my congregation in South San Antonio something about prayer, not that I had said, but that Jesus had said in Luke chapter 11. If you take a look at Luke chapter 11, Jesus Christ develops for the rest of us a marvelous model for prayer and a marvelous theology for praying to the biblical God. All I'm suggesting is that for those members of the Christian right who take Luke chapter 11 seriously, and the rest of the New Testament seriously for that matter, the prayer, the honest, sincere prayer to the triune God that they are engaged in, should bring about some discernment and wisdom that should change what is an absolutely pathetic track record of deception that these, in many cases, fine folks manifest when it comes to believing people like Ralph Reed, Bob Dole, Pat Robertson, and John Hagee, just to name four. Now we're talking about Fred Thompson. WorldNet Daily reports that former Senator Fred Thompson, a Republican presidential candidate in waiting, candidly answered a question at a campaign stop in Texas regarding his membership in the Council on Foreign Relations, sometimes referred to as a shadow government organization of elites with a global agenda. In an exchange caught on YouTube that later deteriorated into a police encounter, an activist asked Thompson about his membership in the group, linking it with plans for a North American union. "I didn't know that they were up to that," said Thompson. "Now don't fuss at me. You asked me a question, let me answer it. There are several conservatives over the years who have been members of the Council on Foreign Relations." "Really, Fred?" "I try to learn as much as I can from all viewpoints." A May 2005 Council on Foreign Relations Task Force report entitled Building a North American Community presents itself as a blueprint for using bureaucratic action through trilateral working groups constituted within the executive branches of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada to advance the North American integration agenda. Fred Thompson says he doesn't know about it. Fred Thompson is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Has no idea that this is what they're promoting? Sure, Fred. Keep it up, buddy. Now there's the New York Post. What did Fred Thompson's son Daniel do to earn the more than $170,000 that his firm, Daniel Thompson Associates, was paid from his father's Federal Political Action Committee, the Fred D. Thompson PAC? The records suggest that he did next to nothing. The elder Thompson, an undeclared presidential candidate, left the Senate at the start of 2003. He started the Fred D. Thompson PAC with $378,601 transferred from his senatorial campaign committee. It's perfectly legal for a former public official to roll over leftover campaign funds to a PAC and to use that money to support candidates. Yet very little of these funds actually went to candidates. The bulk of the money was paid to Daniel Thompson. In its first election cycle, the PAC made a total of only $18,000 in contributions to federal candidates and about $8,000 in contributions to Republican committees and non-federal candidates. So the fund spent about 7% of its assets on candidates and elections in its first 2 years and about 25% on Thompson's son. The next cycle, 2005 and 6, the fund gave $21,200 to federal candidates and about $27,500 to non-federal candidates and party committees, and $84,000 to Daniel Thompson's firm. To date, the PAC has paid $176,000 to the son's firm, $46,000 for federal races, $35,000 in other political donations, and $62,700 to charity. The senator's son, in other words, accounts for more than half the outlays. The PAC appears to have had no office, no phone, and no employees other than Daniel Thompson. Minor amounts went for spot telephone and internet bills and for an accountant. The source on this, of course, is the infamous Dick Morris and Eileen McGann in the New York Post on July 23rd. Then we get into the whole business of the seduction of Christian conservatives. This is the Washington Post talking here on July 21st. Howard Phillips is just reporting this to me in his Issues and Strategy Bulletin. And the Washington Post and its correspondent Michael Scheer tell us as follows. The 2.5-minute video of Fred D. Thompson that played at the National Right to Life's Committee annual meeting last month dazzled the group. Dazzled the group. This is the Washington Post now. As the former senator talked about, quote, the most important thing of all in this world, and that is life, unquote. Richard Land, there he is, folks, Mr. Israel, Richard Land, an official of the nation's Southern Baptists, called the video, quote, stunning in its strong pro-life message, unquote. In the 3 weeks that followed, Thompson and his not-yet-official presidential campaign did their best to undo that goodwill. Thompson said he had no recollection of his work for the abortion rights group, which turned out to involve 22 separate discussions. His chief spokesman, Mark Corallo, said there was no documentation that he had done anything. And then, when billing records emerged, Corallo said it was, quote, not unusual, unquote, for a lawyer at a firm to offer his counsel on a viewpoint he disagrees with, unquote. But instead of viewing him with suspicion, leading social conservatives are rallying around Thompson, citing his 8-year Senate record as proof of his commitment to fight abortion. They dismiss the lobbying report as an effort to drive a wedge between leaders of their cause and a politician who could be their best hope for putting a kindred soul in the White House. Thompson, meanwhile, has hired Joe Sella, the head of the Catholic organization Fidelis, and Bill Witcherman, a former liaison to religious groups for another former Tennessee Senator, Bill Frist, to coordinate his outreach to religious groups and social conservatives. "I'm around a lot of Baptists," Richard Land said. "They find Fred Thompson to be a tantalizing combination of charisma, conviction, and electability. He's got a Reaganesque ability to connect with ordinary folk that is powerful," unquote. In 1994, according to news reports, Thompson wrote that the ultimate decision about abortion is a woman's and that government should not intervene. On questionnaires he submitted to the Eagle Forum and the Christian Coalition, he said he was opposed to both criminalizing abortion and a constitutional amendment protecting the sanctity of human life. That's Michael Shear at the Washington Post on July 21st, page A7. This is reported to me today by Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus in his latest edition of the Issues and Strategy Bulletin. When will they learn, folks? I am at a point where I look at the analysis that I wrote about Rudolph Giuliani for the American Free Press and what was posted on their front page on June 25th, and it seems to me that the real story on Giuliani, the real story on Frist and Thompson, the real story on Duncan Hunter and all of these other people that are making their own alliances with religious conservatives, including Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas, who was really hitting these themes yesterday in Iowa on NBC News. What is the real game plan? The real game plan, it seems to me, is this. No informed conservative, Christian or otherwise, can fail to note the globalist credentials of all of these people. When you start talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, any literate person in the American political scene knows what that represents. That's number one. One presumes that Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention knows what that means. One presumes that some of these other people know what that means, who claim to be spokesmen and representatives of the average conservative Christian in this country. And therefore, they are involved in something, in my view, that is absolutely deceptive. What is the real game? Power and influence in terms of inside the Beltway access. Why, for example, did the National Right to Life organization in 1996 give something like $685,000 to Bob Dole, knowing full well that he in truth was a pro-choice candidate, knowing full well that he would do nothing to end federal subsidies to Planned Parenthood, and knowing full well that Mr. Dole had a mistress who had gotten pregnant by Mr. Dole in 1980 and who had had an abortion that Mr. Dole paid for? That was on the front page of the Washington Post, folks, the day after the 1996 presidential elections. Don't believe me? Go back and check the record. The Washington Post, the first Wednesday in November of 1996, put that on the front page. And Mr. Dole and Mr. Kemp, in an agreement with Mr. Clinton and Mr. Gore and with the major media moguls, all agreed that all of this information would be off the table and kept from the American public, in a most interesting collusion of the two major parties and corporate media. If they colluded on that, what else did they collude on? And what is the role of these religious rights spokesmen like John Hagee and Richard Land and the late Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Billy Graham and some of these other folks in their obvious friendly relationships with and political alliances with some of these people? Folks, it involves power. It involves money and inside the Beltway influence. That's number one. That is number one. Number two, the real moguls of the Christian right want to continue being bankrolled by corporate interests that support these jaybirds. They want to continue to have their syndicated columns out there in newspapers that are owned by the corporate establishment, those six media consortiums that Matthias Chang has talked about in his book Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill. They want to continue having access to CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and the New York Times and so forth and so on. That's all a part of the package. It involves money, it involves power, it involves political influence. And then if you add to that Israel, the Christian right leadership in this country, most of it, and I'm thinking of Cal Thomas, and John Hagee and Falwell, the late Jerry Falwell, and Pat Robertson and Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention, the real issue that they care about most is supporting the Zionist State of Israel and supporting the war for empire position of the American National Security Establishment. Let me ask all of you a fundamental question this morning. Is all of this money and power and influence, corporate access, corporate news media, the Zionist lobby, the oil conglomerates, and the arms manufacturers, and all of the alliances that are intertwined here that have brought us to where we are today as an empire, not a republic, and that have involved us in this mess in the Middle East? What does that have to do with the kingdom of God and Jesus? I say absolutely nothing. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton will be on with us at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton of Vancouver will join us in a few minutes to talk about Mr. Bush and the CNR government in Lebanon, and also to delve more deeply into the whole question of Dick Cheney. Who is this guy? What is he really all about? What are the deeper implications of Dick Cheney being the vice president of George Bush? Many of us, of course, have our ideas about this. Greg Felton, I think, will take us to the next level in terms of our understanding of this whole business when he comes on this morning at right around 8 o'clock Central Time. Wanted to mention as well that Kurt Maynard has written me, the so-called politically correct apostate. Kurt has done a very fine review of Mark Glenn's book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. You can buy that book, by the way, from the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Kurt Maynard has given me a new review of Mark Glenn's book that Kurt has written at Politically Correct Apostate. I have taken that URL and the summary of Kurt Maynard's remarks, and I have posted it at my site at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan. Take a look at that. It accompanies what I've already said about Christopher John Bjerknes' recent appearance on this show at JewishRacism.com and what Christopher has shared with us about what happened to the Armenians, what really happened to them at the turn of the 20th century. And there's also at that post at Al Bawaba, which is entitled Mark Dankos America, just like my domestic website, my recent commentary on the death of Dr. Harold O.J. Brown. That is a very important commentary in basically remembering Dr. Brown fondly, at the same time that I make loving criticism of a very, very fine man in regard to what Dr. Brown, with all of his brilliance, perhaps failed to understand about neocons and the Jewish lobby and the way in which they were at odds with the cultural battles that Joe Brown was fighting over the course of his entire wonderful life, which ended this last July 8th. And there was a very, very fine memorial service last weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, commemorating the life of pro-life activist and Christian theist and theologian Dr. Harold O.J. Brown. Check out Dr. Harold O.J. Brown on Google. All kinds of things will come up. And at some point you will run across my commentary for the American Free Press on Joe Brown that has been reposted in Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan. Take a look at that piece, as well as what Kurt Maynard has to say about Mark Glenn's book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. I've also, of course, also mentioned today Texas Confessional Lutherans. They're having a conference in Brenham, Texas, September the 7th and 8th. You can be a part of that conference by contacting them at www.concordtx.org. That's www.concordtx.org. We would also ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can contact us at republicbroadcasting.org or give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Folks, Mark Dankos America needs you. I can't tell you how difficult it is for me from month to month to continue doing what I'm doing as God leads me. The Republic Broadcasting Network needs you. The American Free Press needs you. And Congressman Ron Paul's presidential effort needs you. I would ask you to prayerfully consider supporting all of these entities as a part of the larger political and cultural and constitutional battle that we are fighting as a part of the true populist American right. You know, many of you out there are traditional Roman Catholics. I'm a traditional Lutheran. Many of you listening to this show are Protestant evangelicals. Many of you folks out there don't believe in God, but support American constitutionalism.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people